Midday was approaching, the sun finally beginning to peek out over the Hancock Tower as the early morning clouds broke apart. The red and orange glow of parks and trees emerging through the spaces in between skyscrapers and along the docks, slowly fading away the gray haze of the dreary fall morning in Boston. The warmth of the sun seemed to poke holes in the crisp post-rain air, and a chill breeze swept through the city as the sun made its way through car windshields and along sidewalks. The blinds had to be drawn slightly in the office of Dr. Bridget Rosenthal at 800 Washington Street. She instinctively dragged the tip of her manicured finger along the edge of one blind as she let go of the strap. They did not need to be dusted.
How long has it been since you last used?
Used? Jesus, you make me sound like a meth addict.
That's the clinical term. Using drugs, alcohol, or any other kind of stimulant or depressant. And this is a clinical session, so how about you...
Oh my god.
When did you last smoke?
This morning.
Coke?
2 weeks ago? That's not so frequent.
Alcohol?
What time is it?
Brie.
I'm kidding. See, this is why you get so frustrated during sessions sometimes. You're never able to laugh at yourself.
Oh yes, I should definitely try and shrug off my patient's self-medicating habits.
But you think I'm funny.
A comedic genius.
Oh baby, you know it.
Maybe let's try and keep the pet names out of the session for once. You know I do try and be professional at least once in a while.
You absolutely cannot be saying that to me while that sofa you're sitting in has more teeth marks in it than a pen cap.
And once again, moving on. When was the last time you had sex? What?
I guess... Does that count?
Let's hear it.
Oh, calm down. I'm just trying to sort it out.
Did you have sex with another person?
Technically, yes.
Why technically?
Well, because...
Jesus, Brie, you didn't
No, Christ. I didn't force anybody to do anything. What's the matter with you, Bridget?
Just describe the encounter, then.
No penetrative sex, but a sexual encounter, yes. No oral sex, nothing inside my body whatsoever. He masturbated, I instructed.
I feel like maybe this is a hair on the tip of the iceberg.
Is this the doctor wanting to know details or the horny uptight brunette? I went to a bar to watch the game on Thursday. I go up to the bar and there's this guy standing up there and he smiles at me, but says nothing and goes about his business watching the screen above the bar, which I appreciate because I wanted to be left alone. I'm waiting for my drink to arrive, and he comments on my tattoo on my forearm and says his daughter has been begging him to let her get a dream catcher. So I ask him, is it because she has nightmares? And he says that if that were the case, he might let her. But he knows she just wants anything, so then he pushes up his sleeve to show me what looks like this very old and faded scar of a feather tattoo that's been done with, like, Indian ink and a sewing needle or something. And he says, I show her this to try and give her nightmares. And then I laugh and we kind of sit in mostly silence, drinking the same beer, watching the match, and he doesn't really try to engage much and it's quite pleasant in general. And then by the time the match is over, we've both had a few and I order another beer. I turn to look at my phone for a moment and delete a few notifications. And then when I turn back, I notice he's looking back at the screen, but as usual. But his hand is down on his thigh, and it's, like, curled in a little bit, like he's holding something. But his hands were on the bar the entire night, because he's sitting either leaning his head on one hand or with both hands folded together.
What was he holding?
Well, I assumed it was an eyedropper. I turned away again to see if he would move while my head was turned, and I could see his reflection in the tap. He did. So I turned around quickly, switched the beers, and held mine up and said, cheers. So he sort of swung around, picked his up, and happily clinked with me.
So how exactly did this lead to you instructing him to masturbate?
Okay, I'm not stupid. I know he tried to drug me. After we just spent a pleasant few hours, mostly in silence, only interrupted by a brief conversation about his teenage daughter. Teenage girls get date raped all the time. If he was going to do it to me, I saw an opportunity.
But you said you didn't.
I didn't. Like I said, I instructed him. He knew he was doing something monstrous and that he should feel guilty. The fact that he still couldn't help himself while drugged only drove the point harder.
So how did this all unfold? Did you take him to your house?
No, we went to his.
And it involved no coercion whatsoever?
He tried to drug me, and after we drank together, I said, "Let's go to your place. What do you think?"
I have to make sure that you aren't doing anything illegal.
That's mighty hypocritical of you, Doctor.
I have to make sure that you aren't going to do anything to get you killed or thrown in jail, or you get assigned a doctor who is less versed in your quirks.
I appreciate that.
I have to ask, when you find yourself in these situations, do you imagine yourself with some kind of superhero cape on, and with them in handcuffs or something?
You made a joke.
Bree, you can't go around drugging people and punishing them based on some twisted sense of morality and justice that only you see.
It was better him than me. I never touched him. He could have killed me. Or someone else. Hello. Oh, there you are. Shh. You're at home. Don't worry. Just look around. It's all familiar. Do you remember me? Yes, that's my name. What's the last thing you remember? Oh, sweetie, don't try to move too much. Your arms and legs are both bound to one of the kitchen chairs, which are really lovely hardwood, by the way. Are they antique? Well, what I mean is that after I saw you drug my drink, I switched them. You drank it. Then I asked you if you lived nearby, so you took me here, started slurring your words much harder than a couple of beers would make you, started fading. I sat you down in the kitchen, and you passed out in this chair. It really wasn't hard to see. You're not exactly a date rape ninja. Does that word make you uncomfortable? Interesting. Is that what you wanted? For me to walk away had I discovered it? Or call you out? Tell the bartender to call the cops? Of course it's not. And you have a lovely house. It's quite big. Can't possibly live alone. Have you got a family besides your daughter? Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Let me loosen the ties in your hands a bit. Hey. Look at me. You're okay. Focus. You're still coming too. Oh, I know. I'm sorry. It must be really hard to focus when you're half fucked on GHB. I'll take it slow. Shh. It's okay. Just try and focus on me, okay? That's better. Do you need some water? Okay. It's okay, I'll hold it. Is that better? Good. So, your house. Is it just you and your daughter? In the other times? Alone? Wow, must be pretty nice having all the space to yourself. Very well decorated, too. Very homey. Guests must feel very comfortable when they visit. No, I don't mean I tied you here to keep you from hitting the floor. I wanted to take the opportunity to show you something. You? Why do you shift and squirm when I say the word date rape? What is it? Shame? Denial? Is that a photo of your daughter on the fridge? That pretty pale thing with the black hair, green eyes. She must be in her late teens, early 20s. Do you find it hard to hear those words because you don't want to admit you're doing something that could very easily happen to her on her college campus? You're not stupid. You have a huge, well-decorated house, mostly all to yourself, you can afford not only the upkeep of, but I doubt you decorate it yourself or keep it this clean by yourself. You must have a great job, so you must be at least somewhat well-educated. You know exactly what you're doing. So maybe it's a combination of shame and denial. Saying the words must take you out of the fantasy. That truth must really shatter your illusion. Your fantasy. Your rape fantasy. Well, rape is about power, and we were talking and getting along pretty well, honestly, at the bar, and you know I'm not a very talkative, getting along pretty well kind of person in general, but if I was, I'd say you'd have no reason to believe I wasn't a sure thing. So why drug me? Must have to do with some kind of fantasy. Fantasy of taking advantage of someone while unconscious, their body completely and utterly available for you to use as you'd like. If I can judge by how you're ever so slightly adjusting your hips, I think I might be onto something. You seem to be more focused now. Am I still blurry? Only a little is better. Do you remember me clearly? Do you still find me worth raping? I kind of like the way it makes you cringe. So what about me do you like exactly? Is it because I'm much younger than you? Is it my tight jeans? Is it my thin t-shirt? The way you can see my bra a little bit through it? And my tattoos? If you look close enough? You don't mind if I sit on your lap, do you? No, of course you don't. Because I can feel you getting hard under me. Wanna know what I think? I think you like my pretty pale skin, and my black hair, and my green eyes. So let me ask you something else then. Will I help you get a little harder if you don't mind? Moving my hips back and forth, arching my back inwards so my chest touches yours, and I have to get real close to your mouth to speak. Your breath is a little staggered. You like how my body feels against yours. Maybe you also like being completely and utterly available to me. This fetish you have is sick, you know? And I can whisper that in your ear. Bite your earlobe softly. And it makes you hard to be reminded, doesn't it? That you're sick. Tell me, how many times have you violated your daughter?
Never.
Oh, well, that's a pleasant surprise. You are rock hard under me, and I can feel your heart beating, watching your eyes look down my top, licking your lips a little. Are you trying not to enjoy this? You must know how wrong it is to be aroused when I mention your daughter. I'm gonna untie your hands, but not your ankles. Take your cock out. I'll shift back a little so you have a little more room. Because I think you want to touch it so badly, and I don't want to take away your right. That's what you wanted, right? You wanted to get pleasure from my body because you can't have hers, right? Stroke your cock slowly with one hand. I said slowly. One. Stroke. Two. One. Two. One. Two. That's it. So let me ask you a different question. How many girls that look like her have you violated? What's the matter, honey? Can't remember? Spit it out. Only two. Oh, it's tough, honey, I know. You love your baby girl so much, but you're sick. You love her so much that you medicate the only way you know how. It's a win-win, right? You could never imagine yourself doing something so wretched to your beautiful little princess. So you feed that hunger on girls that look just like her. No, honey, it makes perfect sense, you poor sick thing. You're making me wet, you know that? Stroke your cock a little faster. I can see it glistening with pre-cum. I bet it tastes so sweet. Oh, would you like me to taste it? I bet you would. That makes me so hot watching you jerk off desperately like that. I have to touch myself. I didn't say you could touch me, did I? You're not in power here, Daddy. I am. Oh, God. A moan escaping your lips because that's what you're imagining, isn't it? God, you are fucking filthy. And you know it. That turns me on so much. That you're aware of how despicable it is. I really admire that. When somebody can realize that. When somebody can take responsibility for themselves like that. It turns me on so much. It makes me so wet to watch you succumb to the sickness you have. Keep stroking it. Keep staring at my body, my small frame, my narrow waist. Let my long black hair brush against your face. Fuck. My fingers are sliding in and out of my pussy so easily. I'm absolutely dripping. Open your mouth. Does my pussy taste good, Daddy? I love watching you. You are still out of it. Are you still out of it? Are you aware of what's going on exactly? Slow your hand down. I said slow it down. Slowly slide your hand up. Clasp just below the head. Rub your thumb along the head. Ooh, is that sensitive? Don't stop. Follow my rhythm. Don't disobey me. 1, 2, 1. That's it. You're twitching with every stroke. It's a little painful, isn't it? But it still feels good. And you wouldn't want me to get off and walk away, would you? Keep running your thumb along it. If I lean forward close to your mouth, does that make it worse? Does that make you want to kiss me? Don't you dare. How about when I push my chest into yours? Wrap my arms around your neck, sliding my hands into your hair, pulling a little. Ooh, yes, honey, moan for me. No, you can't touch me. Go back to stroking. Not so fast. That's better. Does it make you more desperate to feel the head of your cock touching my skin of my stomach as I lean forward and my shirt lifts up? Just enough for you to graze it. Your skin on my skin. You like how that feels? You're getting your pre-cum all over me. Take your hands off. I said off. Just watch me. Just watch me touch my pussy. Watch me watch you ache for me to satisfy you. Ache for me to wiggle down these tight jeans in that way I know you've seen your daughter do when you watch her get undressed at the open crack of her bedroom door. Sit down on your cock. Ride you till you fill me up. Oh, fuck. You have a real dangerous problem, don't you? Stroke your cock again for me. Oh, no, you can't come now. I don't care how much you want to. And if you come, I might get upset that you've not listened to me, and who knows what I'll do when I'm upset. It's not like you can run away. Oh. is fucked up. That's okay. Because we're all a little fucked up. We're all a little hungry in our own way. Hungry for things and people we can never have. Things we shouldn't have. We wish we didn't want them, but the idea of having them just feels too irresistible to try to do the things that could make those desires disappear. We're all slaves. Oh, God. Honey, it's not crazy. It's so very, very real. Stroke your cock faster, Daddy. Faster. Moan for me. Oh, call me your baby girl. Tell me you like what you see. Tell me how pretty your baby girl is, Daddy. Tell me. Tell me as you get close. You wanna fuck me, don't you? Do you think about it a lot? How tight my pussy must be. What it would be like if I wanted to fuck you as badly as you want to fuck me. Have me lean forward and grab you by the hair, pull myself onto you, and bounce up and down on that thick, throbbing cock. Ah! Oh, fuck! Oh, I'm gonna make myself come. Would you like that? Would you like to hear me come? Watch me writhe around, not able to touch me. Oh, your sickness makes me hungry, Daddy. Use the image of me to come. Look at me. Watch me fuck myself and come. Come on, Daddy. Oh. Come for me. Yes, you may. That's it. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Look at this mess you've made. All over yourself. All over your hand. Shh. Calm down. Take a breather. Do you feel better? Do you feel relieved? Your eyes are rolling back a little. I can imagine coming while you're still so out of it must be really difficult to handle.